Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Investing. I am Tim Diesel, and today, how do I sell a property without a broker? As always, you can reach out to us online, www.dieselcommercial.com, and answer a lot of questions with our articles there. If you have any other questions, definitely get in contact with us, and we'll be glad to help you. So this question came up when I was talking to a client of mine. And he had said, I sold my own house. Why can't I sell my own office building or apartment building or whatever else you own? Can this be done? Sure it can. But I'm going to walk you briefly through the process to give you an idea of what you have to do in order to do this. I've seen many, many different segments out there on how to buy, but not very much on how to sell. Very interesting. Now, if you're a broker listening to this, I probably won't see very many thank you cards from you. But if you're a commercial owner, then hopefully this will be an enlightening segment for you, and you'd appreciate what I created here. So let's skip over your personal motivations. Maybe you want to sell because you're tired of managing the property. You have a new business venture. Partnership, disagreement, whatever your reasons are, I want to focus on the process. Normally, I really spend some time on motivation because I want to know what my client is going through. So the first thing I would advise you on is to get a property inspection. If you're hands off and you have a management company, then ask them about the property. I'm not telling you to go out and hire an inspector and get a 50-page report. That's not what I mean. Get an idea of the major deferred items and what it would cost to get them repaired. If you have a retail property and it looks dated, you might need a new facade. If you have a warehouse property and the roof is shot, that's something to address because buyers of warehouses don't like that. Apartment buildings that are in rough shape, that could be a concern. But inspect the property and get a list of the items that can be corrected easily. So quick fixes, because you definitely want as least amount of issues on your inspection report as possible. And a lot of them can be easily corrected. But what ends up happening is you have an inspection report and there's like 15, 16 different items on there and the buyer starts to get worried. But if it's a matter of 4 or 5 items, and it doesn't look so bad. So correct the easy stuff first. Now, next you want to get your documents in order. This is your rent rolls, trailing 12, income and expense, operating statement, any service contracts, of tax assessments, utility bills, surveys. What work have you done on the property? Receipts of some sort. This is very important because many people think that property, usually repositioning, is the physical aspect of it. But many times it's the financial aspect. The buyer can't justify paying for the value that isn't there, and the banks won't finance the property because the numbers aren't adding up. So take your time and get your paperwork in order. Spend some time on this. Have it ready for your potential buyer. They will ask about this stuff. They want to see what you see. If the rent rolls don't look right, they're going to be concerned. Now, be realistic about your pricing. Out here in Tampa, we have out-of-state investors from New York, and yes, I'm picking on you. They want to sell their property at a 4 or a 5 cap. Don't waste your time. It's not going to happen here. Ask yourself, what would I pay for this property? What is fair? If you know there's no way you would pay that price, don't expect someone else to. Don't try to sell someone on the idea of a property that's $2 million and you think it's only worth, you know, or you know it's only worth 1.7 or 1.8. It's not the way you want to be trying to conduct your business. It's going to be a real tough sell, very, very difficult. Now, after you have your financials and you have an idea of the property, now you're ready to roll. Now you have to start marketing your property. You can go online, you can go to LoopNet, you can go to Crexy, Zillow, many other sites out there. Try to generate some interested buyers. I've seen many deals happen at real estate investment clubs, other meetup groups, maybe other investors you know that do the same thing. It does become challenging because in commercial real estate, there isn't a basic MLS like in residential where you could just post your property and everybody will go there. It's not so easy. You can't just pay someone a few hundred dollars to get in the MLS listing and someone's going to be interested. A lot of commercial guys don't even look in the MLS. It might be a challenge. Try running Google Ads, Craigslist, Facebook. I've seen many people that can create their own website, do that sort of thing. If you know how to do that, that could be a bonus. Get everything else up there and start targeting people. If you have a broker, it really does make your life much easier. And that's what you're paying them for. You're paying them for their expertise and their resources and to help you move this property. If you have a property that you're interested in selling, reach out to us and we might be able to help you. If you have no interest in using a broker, but you have some questions, what else you need to do or what else you can do, hey, that's cool too. Just ask. Send it in. We'll be glad to help you. Find me on all the social platforms at Tim J. Diesel. Hope this was very helpful, and I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.